Leviticus 25, verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." This is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And I want to welcome you today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. It is Christmas Eve. Of course, I realize those who listen in on Saturday, it will not be Christmas Eve. But for those listening in live today on WATA, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We're going to be talking about that today. We hope you'll continue to listen in for the next 30 minutes. And we're going to be looking at some history, some Bible, what the Bible says about this time that we call Christmas. And we hope it'll be a help to you. We hope it'll be a blessing and an encouragement. We realize today we may have some listeners that we do not normally have, and we may be missing some listeners that we normally have because a lot of people are off work. I've been out in town. It is snowing a little bit, and a lot of people out doing some last-minute shopping and things like that. A lot of businesses are already closed, and many of them are closing early. So we recognize today a lot of people are just not where they are normally. But wherever you may be today, we want to say we appreciate you listening in. And I want to say good morning to Noah. He's been here working at the radio station. We appreciate him and the work he does to help us on the radio broadcast. This is a ministry of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. We are located in Vilas, North Carolina, 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road, just off of Highway 105 South. And so we'd love for you to come be with us in any or all of our services. But Noah's going to welcome our listeners today. Noah, you all right today?
I am. It's good to be here this morning. And we do want to say welcome to all our listeners, those who listen in right here on AM 1450 WATA, those who listen in on AM 690 WZAP out of Bristol, Virginia, and those who listen in on KPGT 89.1 FM, The Truth. We do appreciate all our listeners, and we do want to say Merry Christmas to them.
We do appreciate all of our listeners, and like we said, we want to say Merry Christmas. Right at the beginning, last week, we finished up about a 12-week study on the subject of signs of the times. And here we are just at the end of this year and getting ready to start a new year. I don't know what we'll study in the year ahead, but we are excited about the radio ministry, and we do appreciate each and every one that listens in. But today, we're going to do something just a little bit different, and we realize that this being Christmas week and a lot of conversation and talk that I heard as I was out and about in town this morning, I heard quite a few people talking about Christmas, talking about Merry Christmas and wishing one another a Merry Christmas. But you know, there is in America, and I don't know about other places in the world, but do you realize that there is a current social war on Christmas? A lot of people frown upon saying Merry Christmas to anybody or talking about a Christmas party or a Christmas banquet or a Christmas anything. There's a war on Christmas. We live in a society that puts a lot of emphasis, not everybody, but seems like the media, Hollywood, a lot of people along those lines put a lot of emphasis on being politically correct. But I want to begin today by reading out of Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 6. The Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." I have been keeping up with in the news media different stories where Christmas is being attacked all across the United States of America. And I just want to begin today by giving some headlines that I have come across in the past week or so. Just this morning, I found a story that is, and this, some of this has already taken place, but it came out of Fort Shelby in the state of Mississippi. And the headline says, Army says, don't say Christmas. And there was down there at Fort Shelby, they have an annual Christmas football game between the Army and the Air Force. And they had a meeting. They were discussing some details about, this is just a fun get together. It said in the article, a team building experience. And they were talking about this Christmas football game. Well, there was an equal opportunity officer there from the Army. And she stood up and she said they shouldn't say Christmas, shouldn't call it a Christmas football game. Said you should call it a holiday football game. And it said that the conversation there became heated for a little time. And they went back and forth. And, it was a big deal. Made it into the headlines. Army says don't say Christmas. Another article I read was about the White House, the Obama family. Well, you couldn't call it a Christmas card, but the article said that their Christmas card or holiday card had no mention of Christmas or Christ. Just a very generic sort of a well wish, and had a just a very plain look like something computer animated. It reminded me of something you'd see on a box that was advertising Legos. Had a picture of the White House and the two dogs out front. No mention of Christ or Christmas whatsoever. In Reno, Nevada, there's a headline, Goodbye Christmas Tree, Hello Holiday Tree. In Colorado, kids, parents fight back after humanist group threatens another school over Christmas toy drive. How dare anybody get together and try to get toys together for children at Christmas? Well, these humanists, they're going to put a stop to that. Well, I'm being facetious. You know what that means. Well, in Wisconsin, it said Wisconsin school cracks down on religious Christmas music. And they also had a uproar in New Jersey public school system. I've quit calling the public school system a public school system. I'm going to start calling it a government school system, because if it was public, the public would have some input. But many times, and we've seen that right here in our own county, the public, you can go butt a stump. Doesn't matter what you think, they are going to do what they want to do anyway. That's a government school system. Well, in South Carolina, it said this about a school down there. South Carolina bans Joy to the World. Some of this is almost funny if it wasn't so sad. Who would ban Joy to the World? Well, the school system did. In Georgia, their school program, there was a school system down there, no baby Jesus to be in the school program. Another school in Georgia, this was the headline, Georgia school confiscates Christmas cards. When they came back after Thanksgiving and started handing out Christmas cards, can you imagine the teacher going around and confiscating the Christmas cards? Well, this is happening in America. In Texas, school bans Christmas trees along with the colors red and green. Did you know red and green is now offensive to some? And here's another one. Air Force removes nativity scene. First sentence of the headline said, the baby Jesus is being kicked off Shaw Air Force Base in South Carolina. And on we could go, giving different examples of the war against Christmas. And it was the same thing last year, and it'll be the same thing next year. But what I want to do today, I don't want to bring a totally negative information. I want to share some positive things with you about Christmas and something that'll be an encouragement and a help to you. In our scripture I read, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, this scripture is about the birth of Christ. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There are five names given to the Lord Jesus Christ. It says that his name shall be called, is what the Bible says. And in a little study I did, it didn't take me no longer than about 15 minutes to come up with over 100 biblical names that identifies the Lord Jesus Christ from the Bible. And I got to thinking about this. Do you know how hard it would be to get rid of someone that had that many names? Now, I have four names. My first name, a middle name, a last name, and I'm a junior. So I got four names. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ has well over 100 names just from the Bible alone. Isaiah chapter 7, verse number 14 is a very common known scripture referring to the birth of Christ. It says back there, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." That is a name given to the Lord Jesus Christ. His name shall be called Emmanuel. And we even have Christmas songs that talk about, oh, Emmanuel. And that name means God with us, which, of course, is the Christmas story. It's the Bible story of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God would be manifest in the flesh. And then over in Matthew chapter 1, verse number 21, the Bible said over there, "The angel told Mary, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." So on and on, we could go along today with names of Jesus Christ from the Bible. It is a vain thing. It is a childish attempt at the impossible for anybody to think that they could get rid of Christmas or Christ or Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. All of these names we could give today: Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and on we could go. In fact, in the book of Revelation, Jesus says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega." That's the first and the last letter of the Greek alphabet. He encases it all. And so it's going to be impossible to get rid of Christmas. Yet there are many that will try to do that. And I want to say that really, when I read that outline, that headline about kicking the baby Jesus off of Shaw Air Force Base. You know, nobody really kicks Jesus off of or out of anything. If there's somewhere that you do not find Jesus, he's left of his own accord. You don't kick the creator of this world out of anything. But a lot of times people are upset about the mention or the greeting, "Merry Christmas." Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it said, "For unto us a child is born." And there is no birth of anyone anywhere in the world that is remotely comparable to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. No person, no king, no emperor, no dictator, no religious leader, nobody has a more famous birth than the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I would say today, as a matter of historical, being historically correct, that I seriously do not believe that December 25th would be the correct date for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is something that the Roman Church many, many years ago designated as going to be the official date that we recognize the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. They did that to replace a pagan festival. Now, that sort of bothers me, but I got to thinking about it like this. Have you ever thought about Have you ever thought about it like this? That it worked. Because the pagan festival that they used to celebrate was actually called this, Natalis Solis Invicti. No, and it was to celebrate the birth of the sun god, whose name was Mithras, Mithras. But nobody says Mary Mithras. If you said that, people would scratch their heads. They don't know what you're talking about. But you say Merry Christmas, most people know exactly what you're talking about. It did replace and come to be known as the birth of Christ, not the birth of the pagan sun god, where they worship the sun gods. But I could see how that Merry Christmas would bother people, that it would bother an atheist or a humanist or just an old rebellious sinner out here, somebody that's maybe even knows about the Lord, but they're running from his convicting power in their lives, maybe like the prodigal son. Maybe there's a time where he didn't want to hear anything about his father, but there came a time where he was glad to go home to his own home. So we could see how this would bother people, you know, the people from other places in the world. If you're a Buddhist, if you're a Muslim or something like that, there was no angelic messenger. There was no heavenly announcement of the birth of these men that were born, lived, and died, and remained dead. But now the birth of the Lord Jesus, there's something different about that. Luke chapter 2, verse number 8, the Bible said, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men." What a unique birth when we're talking about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. He had a heavenly birth announcement, an angelic birth announcement. An angelic choir attended that birth announcement to the shepherds. No other birth of no one anywhere in the world is comparable to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, years ago, it used to bother me when I would see people that they would put Xmas in place of Christmas. And one of our church members came through last Sunday, and they had just come back from a trip to Florida. And she was telling me everywhere they went down there, it was Xmas this and Xmas that. And I used to think that that was an attempt to X Christ out of Christmas. And for some people, they may do that. They may be purposely putting an X in place of the name Christ. But in Luke chapter 2, verse 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Christ the Lord. Christ is the one I want to bring your attention to that word. In the Greek language, the word Christ is the word Christos. And of course, they spell things differently than we do. But if you've seen the word Christos in the Greek language, and you knew this, that instead of CHR, you would have the letter X. That is the main difference. And early Christians, I found this, I was doing some study about Christmas, and early Christians would put the letter X and an M-A-S on the end, Xmas, in order not to X Christ out of Christmas, but X was a common symbol referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like today, you might see on somebody's bumper a fish symbol. That is really an ancient symbol for Christ, that little simple fish symbol. Well, the X also, because X in the Greek language is the letter chi, C-H-I. And you cannot spell Christ without beginning when Luke, the beloved physician that wrote the book of Luke through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, when he came down to verse number 11 and he said, Christ the Lord, he spelled that with a capital X. So even though most people don't know it, when they're putting Xmas, they're really not Xing Christ out of Christmas. It is impossible to do that. Christ, by the way, means the anointed one. In the Hebrew language, they referred to the Messiah, the coming of the Messiah, and the Christ and the Messiah is the same word. When you see Christ, it's referring to the Messiah. And so you cannot X Christ out of Christmas. That's how you spell Christ in the Greek language. Isn't that interesting? Well, some people, they don't want to say Merry Christmas. They don't want to even say Xmas. They want to replace holiday. They want to say happy holidays to one another. You cannot give a Christmas card. You have to give a holiday card. Well, happy holidays. Happy is a Bible word. And all through the Bible, the word happy is associated with the people of God. It means this. When somebody says happy, that means they're blessed, they're fortunate, they're secure, they're well off. Psalms 146:5 says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 14 says, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ. Peter's talking about being persecuted and being reproached for the name of Christ, such as saying Merry Christmas. Somebody says, well, I don't want to hear that. We're going to say happy holidays. We're not going to have a Christmas tree. We're going to have a holiday tree. But Peter said, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of. Talking about those that do not want to hear the name of Christ. On their part, he is evil spoken of, is what the Bible says. But on your part, he is glorified. And I did preach this message last Sunday morning at church, or a lot of these things, and I illustrated it like this. I said, if you go into a store and you say Merry Christmas to somebody and they say Happy Holidays, well, you don't have to get in an argument about, no, I said Merry Christmas. I don't want to hear that. I'll say Happy Holidays. Whatever. Whatever you want to call it, it does not matter. Because if somebody says Merry Christmas, or if I say Merry Christmas to somebody and they say Happy Holidays, I could just turn around to them and say, well, Happy Holy Days to you too. Because do you know what? The name, the word holiday is just the word holy day. If you look it up in an old Webster's dictionary, I refer to that quite often, the Dictionary of the American Language, Noah Webster's 1828 Dictionary of the American Language. You look up the word holiday, and it's in there, but out to the side, all it says is this, in big black brackets, it says, see, holy day. Holidays are holy days. And let me tell you, if somebody says Happy Holidays, you don't think of Valentine's, you don't think of St. Patrick's Day, you don't think of the 4th of July, you don't think of Labor Day. If somebody says Happy Holidays, they are referring to Thanksgiving and Christmas. And these holidays are actually holy days. Such as from the Bible, Acts chapter 4, verse 27 refers to Jesus Christ as the Holy Child. Acts chapter 3, verse 14 calls him the Holy One. Mark chapter 1, verse 24 calls him the Holy One of God. And Isaiah 41 and verse number 14 calls him the Holy One of Israel. And I'm reading today from the Holy Bible. So if somebody wants to say Happy Holy Days, Happy Holidays, you know, that's as Christian, that's as biblical as you can get. So I just say, amen, Happy Holy Days to you too. I'm going to stop getting upset about that. Because I know what the Bible says. I know what the truth of the English language. What that's talking about is a holy day from the Bible. Well, I want to say just a little bit about Santa Claus. And there's a lot of controversy sometimes about Santa Claus, but I think everybody ought to know the true history of Santa Claus. I know what comes to your mind most of the time, the guy in the red suit and the reindeer and all that kind of stuff. But Santa Claus is actually a Dutch pronunciation of a 4th century Christian. The person I'm talking about was persecuted by the Emperor Diocletian for his Christian faith. He was a pastor. He was a preacher in the city of Myra. He was the Bishop of Myra. His name was Saint Nicholas, and sometimes we refer to him as Saint Nick. But the Dutch immigrants that came from Holland early in the history of our country, they caught their saint, their patron saint of Holland was this Saint Nicholas, but they pronounce it Sinterklaas. Sinterklaas, Santa Claus. That's where Santa Claus comes from. And Santa Claus, Sinterklaas, Saint Nick, he was a pastor. He was a preacher. He was a Christian. And we could say, if you study about the history of Saint Nicholas, he was a good-hearted old soul. That's what they say about Saint Nick, isn't it? He's a good-hearted old soul. He was a jolly old fella. And Saint Nick had been left a fortune. He didn't spend this fortune upon himself, but he went about and tried to do good with it. He tried to help people. He tried to be a blessing to others with the fortune that had been left to him. He tried to spread some cheer and happiness and goodwill unto others, especially those that were less fortunate. And when he helped somebody, he didn't want anybody to know about it. He wanted to do it secretly. Do you know you can't even have a Christmas party and play Secret Santa without historically imitating the life of a Christian man named Saint Nicholas, who knew what the Bible said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Says over there, when you do your alms, do them in secret. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand does. I'm paraphrasing right there. But that is an example from the Scripture. He was an imitator of his master, Saint Nicholas was. Acts chapter 10, verse 38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Do you know God has the patent on doing good? All good can be traced back to God. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So all the good that is done at Christmas, whether you wanted to acknowledge it or not, it's done in the name and through the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Nicholas went about doing good to be an example of his master, the Lord Jesus Christ. So I say today, Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope you have a good Christmas. I hope you really know what it's all about. I hope you know it's about the Lord Jesus, that he came. God was manifested in the flesh, and he came. He lived upon this earth. He lived a perfect life. He died upon the cross for our sins so that we could be saved. And you know, when you receive a Christmas gift, it's a free gift, and it is a type of salvation by and through the Lord Jesus Christ, which is a free gift that he freely gives to all who will receive it. What a blessing. Well, have a Merry Christmas Eve, good day tomorrow, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wayne Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church that's located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596, or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLEBANONBC.org.